Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Tuesday, February 25th. State lawmakers are advancing two bills that would ban plastic bags and styrofoam containers from all stores and restaurants.
The amended versions would delay the ban on plastic bags until July of 2022 instead of next year. But grocery stores and other retailers would have to charge a dime for the bags next year. Louisville Mayor Ashley Stuhlsman was one of dozens of people who testified in support of the bag ban on Monday. She says plastic pollution is a big problem in her community.
We have microplastics in our drinking water. We currently don't know what all the health effects of that are.
The House Energy and Environment Committee passed the bill with the support of Democrats. Republicans argued the ban could hurt small businesses. The bills still face a debate on the House floor before heading to the Senate. I'm Scott Franz at the State Capitol.
Coal-fired power plants are closing across the country. In arid western states, these facilities use a significant amount of the region's scarce water supplies. Communities are starting the contentious debate about how to use this newly freed up water after coal.
Hi, you must be the guy looking for Jennifer.
It's snowing in downtown Craig, Colorado, when Jennifer Holloway walks into the local bookstore.
Sorry. I'm glad you came. No, I was thinking maybe you just didn't come because
Holloway runs the city's Chamber of Commerce. The start of 2020 has been full of mixed emotions, she says. In January, the company operating the nearby coal plant, Tri-State Generation and Transmission, confirmed the rumors. It will shut down by 2030.
It's been hard to face the fact that, okay, we aren't needed because we've been providing electricity for millions of other people, and that is a source of pride.
At first, people worried about the loss of jobs and the ripple effects it would have on local businesses. Then other nagging questions came up, like what's going to happen to the plant's sizable water portfolio? It uses about 10 times more water than all of Craig's nearly 9,000 residents.
There is some discussion on this in the community, and people have different views. But my personal view is that that water needs to be safeguarded for long-term environmental usage.
In the arid West, water and access to it is intimately tied to local economies. Where water goes, to a coal plant, a residential tap, or down a river channel, says something about a community's present and future economy.
Water is become quite the commodity, if you will, and it's very precious.
Ray Beck is a Moffat County commissioner. The coal plant is in his district, and he's a longtime booster of the industry. Discussion over the plant's water rights is just beginning, he says. But he'd like to see some of it set aside for agriculture. His worst-case scenario?
That it didn't get utilized for anything, and they just hung onto the water right.
So far, Tri-State hasn't tipped its hand. Dwayne Hiley, Tri-State's CEO, said at a news conference that his company is already fielding calls from interested buyers.
When you look at a typical coal facility, it uses an enormous volume of water, and the fact that that will be liberated and available for other reuse is going to be significant.
The interest is due to scarcity. Craig's coal plant and the Yamper River, which it draws from, are both in the drought-plagued Colorado River Basin. In the Southwest, it's unheard of for large amounts of water to be freed up all at once.
This creates a big opportunity to, you know, make the water decisions more wisely.
Gokce Shenjan researched coal plants and their water rights while a grad student at the University of California. The project was commissioned by the Nature Conservancy. It's one of the environmental groups interested in buying water from plants slated for closure in Wyoming, New Mexico, and Arizona, and keeping it in rivers.
It all comes down to who can negotiate with these plant owners and, you know, who can make a better claim or make a better offer.
And to the priorities of the energy provider. If it sees water as a money-making asset, sell it off to the highest bidder. If it wants to do a good deed, listen to the local community.
We just got the place painted.
Okay.
People like Megan Veenstra. She dodges rolls of woven plastic fabric as we walk through her new storefront in Craig. She and her husband run Good Vibes River Gear.
Rafts, life jackets, all kinds of stuff just to get you out on the water and get you recreating on our beautiful river.
She says Craig is starting a transition that other communities in the West over the last century have gone through, from mining to recreation-based economies.
It's been a boom and bust town for a long time. It's time to just kind of get away from that and be just a steady, growing town.
And if the community is ready to double down on a new persona as a tourist destination, Veenstra says the decision is simple. Leave the water in the river. I'm Luke Runyon in Craig, Colorado.
After pressure from elected officials, including Utah's governor, the Bureau of Land Management dropped plans to auction off two parcels for oil and gas leasing near Arches National Park.
In a statement announcing their reversal, BLM Utah officials said they understand the public's concerns and stated that recreation access is a, quote, priority alongside responsible energy development. Sand Flats Recreation Area draws people from all over the region and world to ride mountain and dirt bikes on the Slick Rock Bike Trail, which celebrated its 50th anniversary last year.
You know, I know that we have energy needs as a country, but places like this are sacred to me.
Holly from Aspen, Colorado, says she's enjoyed riding the Slick Rock Bike Trail with her son for nearly a decade. She spoke on the trailhead after finishing a mountain bike ride replete with famous desert vistas.
Where we're staying in town, they actually had Edward Abbey's book, Desert Solitaire, there, and I was just rereading it today and actually have it in my pack. And I mean, I think there was a quote in there, and I'm not going to get it right, but it was something like, we're finally realizing that nature is holier than our churches, but we're still ruining it.
Over 80 outfitters from across the country recently signed onto a letter requesting the U.S. Department of Interior better protect outdoor recreation opportunities by improving the mineral leasing process.
The system is outdated. It's time for an update. And the reality is the Department of Interior has an opportunity for a win-win.
Ashley Korenblatt, co-founder of Public Land Solutions, the nonprofit advocacy group which drafted the letter. Grand County estimates that Sand Flats contributes nearly $700,000 in direct revenue and $7 million in net value to the local economy.
There is economic development happening across the country on public lands related to recreation. And what needs to happen is it's time for them to really acknowledge and look at that and take credit for it instead of pushing just traditional development when the time has passed for that.
Several of Moab's elected officials have called for oil and gas leasing to be permanently removed as a possibility in Sand Flats Recreation Area. Reporting from southeastern Utah, I'm Molly Marcello.
And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Tuesday, February 25th. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.